USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, it's now shifted slightly, setting it on a course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida and make landfall in the Carolinas. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is warning residents to remain vigilant, cautioning that the Category 4 storm could still change course, and even if it doesn't make landfall in the state, it will bring dangerous storm surges and flooding. Dorian's maximum sustained winds increased to over 150 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. That brings it close to a Category 5 level storm, defined as having winds at 157 miles an hour or higher. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she's on her way to being very well following radiation treatment for cancer. The 86-year-old justice was speaking at the Library of Congress. The event came a little over a week after Ginsburg disclosed that she had completed outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A report has been released on former FBI Director James Comey's handling of a memo that was leaked to the New York Times. John Clemens reports.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz declined to make a recommendation to charge James Comey with a crime, but the report was critical of the former FBI director for violating policies regarding his handling of official memos that contain classified information. In a statement from Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General declared, Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of the memos violated department and FBI policies, as well as his own employment agreement with the Bureau. Comey gave the material to a friend who was an attorney, who then gave it to the New York Times. I'm John Clemens.
California Governor Gavin Newsom reached a deal with apartment owners and developers on legislation that would cap how rapidly rents can rise in the state. The deal would cap annual rent increases at 5% with a 10% maximum increase. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Actress Valerie Harper, who won many fans' laughter through her role on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, has died. She was 80. She will be best remembered as the funny and brash Rhoda Morgenstern, who was a perfect complement to the innocent, cheerful lead character of The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977. Harper's character was so popular, it spun off into Rhoda, which ran from 74 to 78. She was asked on NBC News a few years ago whether she'd like to always be remembered as Rhoda.
Oh, yeah. Sure, because she's been the wind in the sails of my career.
Harper had four Emmy statues on her mantle, three for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Mary Tyler Moore, and then for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy for Rhoda in 75. She was nominated four other times. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has issued a new rule on loan forgiveness for students defrauded by their colleges, a rewrite of Obama-era regulations that advocates say will make it tougher for students to get relief. DeVos says students must be held accountable, but that the Obama rule wasn't working correctly. She said the new rule will treat students and taxpayers more fairly. But James Cavall, president for the Institute of College Access and Success, says it will make it almost impossible for students to get relief. He says rules force students to submit evidence they don't even have and can't get prevent students who are harmed as a group from getting relief as a group. The new rule is the latest rollback of Obama-era regulations targeting for-profit colleges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.